we compare it to last year, we have a couple more players in a negative health situation we did last year. So I just look at the stats because, you know, the training camp structure is supposed to eliminate some of our fatigue injuries. So I'd like to be healthier, but that's just part of where we are. So we're actually a little more banged up this year than we were last year.
It seems like you look at your key starters, key guys, you know, your top seven or eight guys, except for Matt, who is in pretty good health there, and even his injury is going to be there for the opener.
Well, the most important part of our injured players is you're hopeful that it's none of them are serious or long term, and for the most part, that's true. But you know, there's no replacement for playing in live action. So defensively, as far as you talk about Clay Matthews, Brad Jones, and you know, Kellen Jenkins, now last week and going into this week, and now you know, Bishop falls into that category. We have starters that they're not playing together, don't have a continuity. I mean, it's not a concern, but it's something you wish you weren't dealing with. So we'll have to get them ready for Philadelphia and you know, get it done in the practice structure.
Mike, have you made your roster moves for today?
We'll have it for you in a couple hours.
When did you start seeing something like Zombo to say, hey, we might have a player on our hands?
I think Frank Zombo, I mean, he's definitely a long shot and just, you know, from where he started, but you know, he fought through a big injury, and I mean, I'm curious to see how he plays, you know, Thursday night down there in Kansas City. You know, so you look for players to make plays. You know, it's as simple as that. And, you know, he's made plays in every game he's played in since he's been here. So it gets your attention, and the injuries to Clay and Brad have given him more opportunities, and now with the, you know, Brandon Chiller, we had a chance to work him over there, and now working Brandon back at the inside, particularly in the sub packages, and he's been given some more opportunities. So you like to see a young man take advantage of some of his opportunities. He's doing a pretty good job of that. The Aaron Rodgers and the first offense will play the first series.
Same for the first defense then?
Well, we'll see. You know, pretty much same mindset, but we'll see how that goes. We have a couple players that we're considering playing a little longer. I really want to see how we come out of this practice and finalize who's going to actually play and who's not going to play and who's going to go on the trip and so forth.
How important is Thursday for Justin Harrell? Well, this is last shot for him.
Well, Justin, it's important for Justin to come out and perform at a high level and more importantly, come out of the game healthy. I mean, you know, his big hurdle has been his health, and so far he's been able to battle through that for the most part. He had the 1 week where it flared up, but I thought he's put together a good string of, you know, 7 to 10 days here, so it's important for him to go out and play well.
Why do you want to see the
It's a format that we follow. It's more on total reps of the whole preseason.
What's your thoughts on your running game so far this year?
Well, it really kind of breaks down, and it's different. I mean, we haven't come out and tried to establish a run game as far as number of attempts, or we haven't come out and said, hey, we're going to work on these concepts, or we haven't come out and said we're going to get, you know, Ryan Grant so much work. It's been more of the players behind Ryan, and you know, the opportunities when you see Brandon Jackson and, you know, Quinn Porter was in that mix, and also with you know, Sean Lumpkin. So I don't have any concerns, you know, conceptually where we are offensively. I think we're in a very good rhythm right now as I stand here today, and it's important for us to try to continue that Thursday night against Kansas City.
I think Brandon Jackson has made that big jump from last year to this year.
Oh, I do. I think Brandon Jackson made a big jump, and I keep pointing back to the Pittsburgh game because I felt that he took his pass protection, his third down performance went to a different level. And now with his ability, because, you know, remember last year, Brandon was not healthy during training camp last year and had a very slow start to the season. Now we have a healthy Brandon Jackson who we feel very good about offensively, but more importantly, I feel that he'll be a core impact player on special teams for us this year.
Like, how has Graham Harrell progressed throughout this camp?
It's getting better. I mean, there's another young player that's been given some opportunities and has moved the offense down the field. He's really improved since he's been here, and that's what you look for, particularly in younger players, an ascending player, especially, I mean, the quarterback position to come in as late as he did You're starting to see him be more and more comfortable each week that he gets his opportunity. So I like the progress that he's made. Chris Bryan, he has a personal situation that he's attended to right now. It's a positive nature, and I'm sure he'll discuss that with you here in the near future.
He'll be back Thursday, no problem.
I'm sorry?
He'll be available to you Thursday, no problem.
I'll find out tonight or in the morning. Andrew's getting better. He's healthy. He was a little sluggish today. I made a couple nice catches, but there's more to it than that. But he's a young, talented guy. He's got a lot of natural football instinct, but he definitely has things he needs to continue to improve on. So see how he plays Thursday night.